This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of April 7th. In early March, Donald Trump posted on Truth Social to the great farmers of the United States, "Get ready to start making a lot of agricultural product to be sold inside the United States. Tariffs will go on external product on April 2nd. Have fun." But most ag producers couldn't change the composition of either their livestock or crop enterprises for 2025. Most farmers and ranchers had already committed to the crop enterprises that fit their land, climate, equipment, and facilities, and had purchased crop inputs. Livestock producers had even less flexibility because of the lag time between when an animal is bred, the offspring is born, and the time it takes for them to be ready for markets. Farmers and ranchers in the Four Corners region are likely to face more questions than answers concerning their ag operations in the coming months, since global trade isn't easily turned around. The American Farm Bureau Federation points out that exports provide about 20% of U.S. farm income. While producers depend on imports of crop inputs, equipment, and repairs, tariffs are expected to drive up the cost of these supplies, while retaliatory tariffs are expected to make U.S.-produced products more expensive globally, putting U.S. producers at a disadvantage. At this point in time, I think it's safe to say that the U.S. is in a trade war with the rest of the world, but it's too early to determine who will be the winners and who may be losers. But with 20% of the U.S. agricultural production going to foreign markets, farmers and ranchers are feeling like they're on the front lines of another trade war after enduring one in 2018. But when President Trump started his first trade war, ag producers were better off financially than they are today. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall points out that although foreign trade is critical to the success of farmers and ranchers across the country, many producers have lost money on major crops for the past 3 years. So they're more vulnerable to a disruption in markets. They're expected to cause declines in crop and livestock prices. Producers are also likely to be harmed by increases in the cost of inputs, including fertilizer, crop chemicals, agricultural equipment, repairs, and replacement. Last Wednesday, Trump railed against the foreign barriers to trade that had shut U.S. ag exports out of valuable markets, including poultry going to Europe, rice to China, South Korea, and Japan, and beef going to Australia. But these commodities are facing headwinds because producers in those countries have developed loyal markets. The European Union is one of the world's largest poultry meat producers and is a net exporter of poultry products with annual production of over 13 million tons. India, Thailand, Vietnam, Pakistan, and the U.S. were the top five rice exporting nations, while Australia produces almost an identical amount of beef as the U.S. But their beef is mainly grass-fed and is in demand in the U.S. because of its low fat, and it's mixed with U.S. beef that provides the ideal 30% fat content for fast food hamburger restaurants. So the point is, why would we expect these countries to import the very same products from the U.S. that they export? Additional information concerning this report is at the Farm News and Views blog post at ksad.org. Benjamin Franklin wrote, "Here comes the orator with his flood of words and his drop of reason." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.